Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is Financial Fitness with Derek T. Phillips Sr. on the Poets Without Limits Radio. Welcome again to another one of our shows, obviously on Sunday evening. Tonight we're just going to go from 8 to 9, but look out for next week. We're going to have a special guest next week coming on. We're going to go the whole 2 hours from 8 to 10. But just this evening, we're going to go from 8 to 9 p.m. I want to give you a little information again. This is Derek T. Phillips Sr., Financial Fitness. I'm the president of the Foundation for Financial Fitness Incorporated, author of the books Changing Your Condition, Not Your Position, and my new book, Are You Making a Living or Making a Life? Things we want to do now is we want to make sure that you're on board with some of the events, I don't say events, book signings, festivals, things that we have going on. But one of the great things that's happening next Saturday, October the 8th, from 3 to 7 p.m., at Media Books Incorporated, which is 2099A Philadelphia Pike, that's Holly Oak Mall, Claymont, Delaware, is we're going to have our second Finance, Fitness, and Health Seminar. Again, that's next Saturday, October the 8th, our second Finance, Fitness, and Health Seminar with Dr. Paul Hopp, Doctor of Naturopath, Chronic Disease Specialist, Tim and Angel Hunter, husband and wife personal trainers, certified personal trainers, as seen on CBS Philly and NBC 10, and myself, Derek T. Bill Sr. We had a great time, great attendance, awesome information, great workout. So we want to invite everyone. We want you to consider coming out. The tickets are $20. Again, that's the Media Books Incorporated, Saturday, October 8, 2016, 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. at 2099A Philadelphia Pike, Holly Oak Mall, Claymont, Delaware. Want to see you guys there. Next week, I'll give you some more information on some of the other things I'm going to be doing, and got quite a few things coming up the end of October, and quite a few things as well in November. So it's going to be a busy end of the year for me, very busy end of the year for me, so look out for that. Today's show is Financial Fitness Challenge. Those of you that listened and followed me last week, what we did was we talked about a few things, and budgeting was one of the key areas that we spoke about. But I also talked about starting this week again the 8-week Financial Fitness Challenge. And that's an awesome, awesome challenge, if I might say. If for some reason, I want to make sure I think we got cut off here. So what we're going to do is go back. Talking about the Financial Fitness Challenge, this is what we're going to be doing this week. And it's an 8-week process, an 8-week program. And we're going to talk about a few things. The first week is your position. Second week, your credit score. Third week, your credit history. Fourth week, your team. Your financial team, that is. Fifth week is your opponent. Sixth week is your budget. Seventh week is tracking your spending. And then eighth week is your condition. And so what we want to do is we want to make sure that everyone is following suit with us and following along with us on the Financial Fitness Challenge. And the first week, this week, and let me give you the rules. The rules are, once I give you the challenge, you're to take the whole week, so from Sunday to Sunday, and you're to work on that challenge, that specific challenge. You're to work on it. Get all the information you need. Talk to whoever you need to talk with. Research whatever you need to do. Pull things out of your closet. You draw any information you need to pull together and really get it together and try, not try. Because trying just allows you to fail. You're either doing it or you're not. What we want you to do is to solve that issue, solve that challenge that week. Now, for some reason, that challenge, you need more help with that, then hopefully I will be able to answer some of those questions, and if not, you can contact. Let me give you more contact information as well. You can go to my website at www.f4ff.net, financialfitness@f4ff.net, or you can always call me at area code 856-577-2903. You can find me on Twitter. Of course, you can find me on Facebook. You can message me on Facebook or Instagram. So you have all my contact information. So let's get to the first week. The first week is your position. And that's all we're going to talk about this week. Your position. Your financial position. Where are you? What position are you in? And that's the key. Because that's going to start everything off for you. That's going to give you an idea. Okay, where am I? What do I need to do? And then each week after that, what that allows you to do then, each week after that, is that will allow you to work on specific areas. But what this week is doing is allowing you to try to open up your drawer, pull out everything, put it on the ground, put it on your table, put it on the floor, sit with it, you know, spread it all out. You know how you put stuff down and you just kind of mix it all up? You do that, and then you start to figure out, okay, what do I need to do? What is it that I need to do? How do I get things in order? And what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you some suggestions, because as I give you suggestions, I believe after we do that, it then allows you to start to say, okay, this is the position I'm in, because you have to be honest. And that's the key to what we're doing, is that you have to be honest with where you are. And if you're honest, and I think ultimately you will find yourself working better. And again, we always talk about this. We always discuss certain topics. Because what I believe in is that you have to have a firm foundation. Okay, and so without a firm foundation, then there's really nothing you can do without. Of course, you can dismiss it, you can do this phase, you can do it. But ultimately, without that firm foundation, what's going to happen eventually is going to come tumbling down. I don't know if I had told this story last week, but I spoke to a pastor a couple weeks ago. The pastor was telling me about how he had this popular financial person come in, and they gave a 9-week, I'm not sure if it was the actual person came in, or someone representing the program came in, and they gave a 9-week session. And each week they came for one day, I believe it was 2 hours a day. They went over some subjects, and then they went through the next week, and so forth. It was a 9-week program. And after the 9 weeks, people finished, they finished and everything. And after the 9 weeks, what happened was some of his members coming back to him saying, I'm right back where I started from. I did progress as we were going through the 9 weeks. So the pastor said he scratched his head because he couldn't quite understand why everyone was coming back. Well, not everyone, obviously, but people were coming back. And everything that they had initially done over that 9-week time frame, it was falling apart. So as we were at this workshop and this conference, and he was asking these questions, well, he wasn't asking, he was just telling me the situation. And so what I said to him is, because I believe what I believe, I don't know because I wasn't there, but what I believe was the fact that they didn't have a firm foundation. There was no foundation. And what I did was I gave him the example of the foundation, meaning as you build a home, when you build a home, I'm not a builder, but I do know when you build a home, that house has to be on a strong foundation. Because without a strong foundation, you're not able to put the walls up. You know, you're not able to put the roof, the siding, whatever it is you need to do, you're not able to do that because you need to have a firm foundation. And even if you do put those things up, even if you have the ability to do that, it's not going to last long. The stronger the foundation, the longer that house is. That's why you can always go around and you can see houses that have been up for hundreds of years. Why? Because they have a foundation. And so that's what I told the pastor. I said, Pastor, I don't think that your members were really being taught about foundational things. They weren't being taught about what was actually most important. There are things that you need to do first that will then allow you to move on to the other things. And even if you move to the other things and they don't work well, you can always come back to your foundation. Always rest on that and rely on that and/or rely on it. Because financially, that's what will keep you afloat. And so one of the things I spoke to him about, and we're going to talk about this again as well, was about the three P's, which was protection, preservation, and profit. And you'll find that I always talk about, again, protection, preservation, and profit. And because of those three things, one gives you the foundation. One part of that, those three P's, give you the foundation, the beginning foundation, gives you the roof and the wall. And then the last P gives you the great furniture you may want or other things in the house that you may or may not want that may be a little more extravagant that allows you to do that. But you don't have to worry about that because you do have the first P in place, which is your foundation. Okay, then you have the other P in place, and then that allows you to really build it and structure it, and then you can defend if you like. So we talked about that in general. So what I'm doing is with the financial fitness challenge here, it helps you. The 8-week helps you, just gives you some ideas. It helps you with your foundation. This is foundation building right here. It has nothing to do with investing. It has everything to do with foundation building. And that's what we do. So again, the first week is position. And because the first week is position, what we want to do is part of positioning is making sure that you know that you have goals. And anytime you listen to me, if you go back, you're going to consistently hear that. Because that is a part of this foundation. You have to have goals. And whatever your goals may be, whether they may be individual, family, maybe educational, whatever they may be, they may be retirement, business, whatever it may be, you have to have goals. You have to find out what position I am. What position are we in am I in individual? If I have a family, what position are we in as a family? Whatever it is we want. Education, what am I trying to do? Where am I headed? So what position am I in if I want to do something else? What position am I in to accomplish? How do I get there? Can I get there? Retirement, what position am I in? How close am I? And if I'm close, if I'm 5 to 10 years, am I in a position to retire? Meaning financially, do I have the ability to retire in 10 years? Even though I may have the years and all that great stuff, am I in the position, the financial position? Okay? And remember, position is just a physical state. Am I there? Where am I? Okay? And then you go into talking about retirement, you go into business, do I want to start a business? Do I have a business? Any of those other things, and that puts you where am I in terms of my position. And that's what, and then we're going to go all the way down. We're just going to talk about it quite a bit. We're going to talk about influences and things of that nature. We're going to talk about budgeting. How do you do that? Just as a part of your position. Some things we're going to skip because some things we're going to get on that are actually specific parts of the challenge. We're going to talk about where you are. Do you save? If you're saving, do you understand certain areas of your financial position? And what entitles or entail your financial position? And this is how we're going to ultimately break this thing down. So you have an 8-week program. In the first week here, again, is your position. Okay, I'm going to take a quick break. This is Financial Fitness with Derek T. Phillips on the Poet Without Limits Radio. Good song here.
Ready for this one? Here we go. Hey.
Look up what you've done for me.
Standing
once again.
Giving
you the highest praise.
And though it seems
like yesterday,
how you made a way.
How you made a way.
For
soul means? Does it mean breakthrough? Come on. Does it mean power? Come on. Does it mean a made up mind? What does it mean to you? Does it mean health and strength? Does it mean overtake? Fall off and just tell me, say. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Come on, say. Now think back to where he brought you from, yeah.
You're right back with Financial Fitness with Derek T. Phillips, Sr., Poets Without Limits Radio. Now, we're talking about the first week of the Financial Fitness Challenge, which is your position. But let me give you a little quick information again. Those of you that are just joining us, this is Derek T. Phillips, Sr., President of the Foundation for Financial Fitness Incorporated. For contact information, www.f4ff.net, financialfitness@f4ff.net. Phone number is area code 856-577-2903. Also, next Saturday, October 8th, Claymont, Delaware, the Finance, Fitness, and Health Seminar with Dr. Paul Hopkins, Tim and Angel Hunter, and of course myself. That's Amedia Books Incorporated, 2099A, Philadelphia Pike, Holly Oak Mall, again, Claymont, Delaware. Join us. And let me make sure that I remind you, bring or wear your sneakers and workout gear, because Tim and Andrew will work us out, give us an hour-long workout. Great time. Dr. Paul is going to talk a lot about the whole concept of eating, the way you should eat, what you should eat, when you should eat, what's in the foods you're eating, just to help you a great deal, helping you to have a clearer and a much better understanding. Tim and Angel are going to do some workouts, help us to obviously be fit in terms of how to handle, and also give us some instructions on the correct way to do certain exercises. I mean, exercises that we probably do all the time, most of us, but maybe we don't do them correctly. So they're going to help us do those things and understand how to do it. And, of course, I'm going to give you some financial tips for yourself, you and your family. So you're going to have us there, again, Saturday, October the 8th, 3 to 7 p.m., Major Books Incorporated, 2099A, Philadelphia Pike, Holly Oak Mall, Claymont, Delaware. Dr. Paul Hopkins, Tim and Angel Hunter, and myself, Finance, Fitness, and Health Seminar. All right, we're in the first week, and the first week was your position, the first week of the 8-week Financial Fitness Challenge. So, again, position, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? I mean, that's the question. Now, I know that's a simple question, but it's a question that needs to be answered. Where are you? At each show, we talk about specific things, but where are you now? I mean, where are you? What position are you financially? And you need to address it. And I know I'm being repetitive or being redundant because, again, it's all a foundation, building that foundation. And if I'm going to help you, we need to repeat these things because that's what you get. It's like you may have had or may have learned or may have bad habits. You didn't learn them or get them overnight. In order to reduce them or eliminate those bad habits and pick up better habits, it won't happen overnight as well. So we have to continue to review this, continue to talk about it, and hopefully continue to strive to make sure that you have a clear understanding. So where are you today? I mean, where are you with things like what? Where are you with your credit? Where are you with your income? Where are you with just straight management? How do you handle this thing? Do you handle this thing? Where are you with your financial team? Or do you have a financial team? And so that's what, we want to make sure that you understand how do you bring these things together. And, of course, we're going to continually talk about a lot of those areas as we go. So, again, I just want to give you a heads up on your position. So what you need to do, your responsibility or job this week is to pull together where you are financially, your financial position. And I don't care what it is, you just pull it out and look at it. And then what I'm going to do is give you some ideas again next week as we move along. So it's important that you understand. So one of the things we're going to do now is we're going to move on a little, and we're going to just kind of speak about a few things that I believe that consistently and constantly is a barrier, okay, and which I believe is balance. Balance in this whole financial area. And I mean, what I mean by balance, I mean balance spiritually, your family, physical, business, and psychological. I mean, that's where the basis of everything is. So even in your position, even in this first week of challenge, because of the time of this challenge, when we're talking about position, I believe balance, getting pointed at that whole position. Again, where are you spiritually? Do you have it? You should have some sort. Now, does that make this a good point? But you have some. Family. Whether you're, in this, whether you're single, whether you're married, whether you're not married, you have children, whatever, family. Physical. How do you do you and how do you take care of yourself, handle yourself physically? Are you doing things that will make you healthier, which means that you think better, you act better, you move better? Business, if you have a business, what's the strategy with that? Where are you with it? Psychological. How are you handling things, all of these things put together? And so, again, when you look at either your spiritual life, look at family things, you look at physical areas, you look at business, and you look at psychology, we're going to discuss these things just briefly. But when you don't have this balance, or if it's out of balance, this will help contribute to where you are, the position that you're in. Physical position, financial position, helps you to understand where you are. But when we talk about a spiritual life, and I'm not even getting anywhere deeper. I'm just talking about a spiritual life, someone that can maybe talk, someone that maybe you can talk to, something where you can go, understanding something greater than yourself. Simple as that. Understanding something greater than yourself. And then maybe you can go to somebody that can help you to have a better understanding. Family. If you have a family. No matter what your family structure is. How do you bring together, or how does that family step what you're doing? Obviously, it should be positive. For example, if your position, your financial position, if you have a family, if you have a spouse, and you guys are not talking and suggesting who better handles money, who better handles paying the bills, who better handles managing things, if you don't understand it, if you don't bring it to light, if you don't discuss that, if you don't resolve it, then that could also affect the financial position. Not necessarily based on the kind of income. Because if the income that you make is just one part of it, it is not the sole reason or reasoning behind where you may or may not be. Obviously, the greater the income, the better the situation. That's probably one area that you don't have a problem because now you have income. But now the other issue is, what are you doing with that income? How are you handling that income? How are you managing that? Who's managing him? And how does that ultimately affect them? So that becomes another situation, another physical. If you're not taking care of yourself physically, eating some form of exercise, whether it just be walking, eating the right kind of food, when you eat, how you eat, all of that affects how you act. Your energy. Are you missing one? Can you? Ultimately, that will affect your income. If it affects your income, then it will possibly affect your financial position. So physical things are important. You don't have to be a superhero. You have to be a runway model, male or female. But you have to understand that your physical is vitally important. What you think, how you work, how you handle, how you take care of yourself, all also carries over to the financial. Fully, this, if you have a business, if it's not doing as well, of course, that's pressure. That's stress. Stress contributes to a whole bunch of things. Just imagine if you have a lot of stress, but you're not eating right, you're not exercising. Again, even if you're just walking a mile or two, you don't have anything you're doing. So now your business is struggling. That becomes stressful. Obviously, that's affecting your business. Maybe you have to put more of your personal income into your business in order to allow your income, allow your business to survive. That becomes stressful on you, stressful on your business, stressful on your family. See how it continues to go? Who do you then go to that helped you with this? And again, we're going to talk about the whole team situation, your financial team. We're going to talk about that as well. Not today. And the psychological. How does that affect? How does all of these things adding up affect you, your mental, your mood, your approach, your energy, your attitude, your disposition? How does it affect all of you? So again, balance, while it's helping you be balanced, it also then helps you to understand where you are. And then you start to pick one at a time. Where am I? What do I need to do? How do I do them? And what are the things I'm going to do? Remember, we talked about that position, goals. You have to find what position. Because now we're trying to do what? Build that what? That firm foundation. We're trying to build that. We're building that foundation. That's what's important. That's what's vital. Building that foundation. So we need to make sure that we understand the balance is key. That balance is key to the position that you're in. Believe me when I tell you. So as you take this week working on this, figure out those things, take that information that I just gave you. And we'll talk about a few more things when we come back. So we're going to take a short break. Again, you're on with Financial Fitness with Derek T. Phillips Sr. on the Poet Without Limits Radio. You guys take a break and listen to a good song here. All Praise.
Heaven and earth, oh yeah. Heaven and earth.
Limits Radio. Welcome back, everyone. We have about 25 minutes, so we're going to discuss a few things, take another quick break, and then end the show this evening. Give you another heads up about what's going on this weekend with me. Saturday, October 8th, from 3 to 7 p.m., the Finance, Fitness, and Health Seminar with Dr. Paul Hopkins, Tim and Angel Hunter, and myself. Again, we're going to have our Financial Fitness and Health Seminar at Meacham Books Incorporated, 2099A, Philadelphia Pike, Playmont, Delaware, the Holly Oaks Mall. Bring your sneakers. Bring your workout. Or wear your sneakers or wear your workout. Because it's going to be that kind of afternoon. We're going to be working out, having a great time, get some great information from Dr. Paul. Then get some workout stuff. Tim and Andrew, they're going to work you out. So be ready for that. Get a little financial tips from me. I think it's going to be a great, great evening, great afternoon. So please join us. If you need more information, you can go to my website at www.f4ff.net. Email me at financialfitness@f4ff.net or give me a call. Text me, area code 856-577-2903. Of course, you can message me on Facebook or tweet me or send an Instagram. Anything you want to do, get in contact with me. A number of ways to do that. You can go on Eventbrite and get your tickets. If you want to order your tickets, they're only $20. So get your tickets. Come check us out. Again, that's Finance, Fitness, and Health Seminar, Saturday, October the 8th, 3 to 7 p.m. in the afternoon at Meacham Books Incorporated, 2099A, Philadelphia Pike. Claymont, Delaware, the Holly Oak Mall. Okay. Financial Fitness Challenge. The Finance Fitness Challenge. Week one, your position. There are a couple questions you should be asking yourself as you go through the week. How did I get here? Good or bad? When I mean how did you get here, I'm not saying how did you get there that you're in a bad situation, but you're going to ask your question, how did I get here? How did I get here? That's one of the questions you should be asking yourself. Second one is, how do I get out of it? If it's a bad situation, how do I get out of it? If it's a good situation, how do I maintain it? How do I stay here? How do I continue? How do I improve it? That's what you're looking for. Then you say, do I need professional help? Do I need someone to help me either maintain what I'm doing and improve on it? Or get me out of the position that I'm in. So you should be asking yourself those questions. How did I get here? Good or bad? How do I get out of it? Or how do I maintain it? And do I need help? You ask yourself those questions. By asking yourself those questions, you then start to be honest with yourself. And the more honest you with yourself, the more honest you are with yourself, the quicker, easier it becomes. And if that question is, how did I get here? If that question to you is negative, or you're on the wrong side, or your foundation is wobbly or weak or not strong or needs strengthening, if you're on that side, then you're trying to, you want to figure that out. If you're on the other side, when your foundation is strong, but you want to maintain it, you want to keep it where it is, or you want to improve on it. I don't care if you want to keep it, you want to improve on it. You want to strengthen it. So now you ask yourself that question, and then you go, how do I get there? How do I get out? Or how do I get out? Or how do I maintain? And do I need help? Do you know you need help? Are you willing to seek the help? Are you willing to ask for the help? And that's what we talk about when we talk about building that firm foundation. And that's what it's all about, that position. You know, the funny thing is that I gave a workshop, and I'm going back to this, and I'll tell you a little bit about it. I gave a workshop. When I gave the workshop, the same question was asked to me that the pastor brought to me a couple weeks ago. The question the young lady was asking was, every time I attend to move forward. For every time I attempt to maintain what I thought was the right direction, it happens. And I go back. And she even gave me the example of it almost like being a drug addict. I didn't tell you to change your environment. If you're a drug addict and you come out and you go to AA or wherever you go and to get to seek the help that you need. And one of the things we always talk about is change your environment. Change your friends. Do something different. Move away from those people. Well, she was explaining to me that it almost was kind of like that correlation. But every time she was attempting to do something, stay on the right track. Change her position. She had to come right back. It may be 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. She would get back. So if you follow me, and some of the things I constantly talk about is that sphere of influence. Or who influences me? And just like that, AAA, when they talk about changing your friends, changing your environment, it's the same thing here in your financial business. You have to do the same thing. So as I said to her, you have to do the same thing. Who is influencing you? Who influences the things that you do? Who is doing it? I mean, because if you're telling me that you consistently do that, you consistently move forward, work on getting things done, who is influencing the things that you're doing? Who has influence over your money? And she thought. And then she thought about, well, every time she wanted to do something or she wanted to get out, she wanted to hang out, she hung out with a friend, they hung out, a great friend, someone she respected, loved, cared about, great friend. But the friend had a habit of splurging and spending. But more importantly, the friend had an income that was almost as twice as hers. The friend didn't have the same kind of responsibility that she had. So because the friend was making more, didn't have the same expense, had more freedom, she had the ability to do things that this young lady did. Yet this young lady was influenced by her. Influenced by the things that was happening and things that she did. So as we began to discuss during that workshop, the things that she could do was like, oh, I'll go right back to changing. I didn't want to say change her friend. I didn't want to say that it wasn't that the young lady was providing something, the young lady wasn't forcing her, but she was influencing her. Whether it was subconscious or not, she was ultimately influenced. So what we wanted to do was talk about changing the environment. So if you hung out with her twice a month, maybe it now had to be once a month. If you hung out with her once a month, maybe it had to be once a quarter. Whatever you had to do, you had to change the environment until you got it under control. Under control means a firm foundation. Here we go. We start talking about this position. I'm giving you the information so that you can go and look and pull this thing together. Because after this, see, right now it's not specific. It's just position. Where are you? You're going to pull all these things out, like I said, out of the drawer, out of the cabinet, out of this closet, just pull them out, trying to get a feel of, you know, how did I get here? And that's the people. How did I get here? That's the number one question. How did I get where I'm at today? How did I get in this position? So this is less specific. The other five or six weeks is going to be specific. We're going to say you're going to need to go and work on this right here. This is what you're going to work on. Right now, this is all about you pulling out everything, throwing everything on the table, throwing everything on the floor, and just looking at it. And getting to that question, how did I get here? That's what you're going to be doing. How did I get here? So after you figure that out, then you move to that next question. How do I get out? And I believe 4, week 5 and 6 and 7, I'm sorry, weeks 2 through 7 will give you some answers of how did you get there, and also give you some solutions to how you get out. And by week 8, at that point, hopefully, it will allow you to see that now you have a firm foundation, which will then allow you to then do some other things. See, because once you have the firm foundation, that young lady, even the pastor as well, but that young lady now, she can go back to hanging out with the girl, her friend, for once a month, if that's when they come back. Because she no longer has any real influence over what she's doing. They can go out, and if she wants to go to a show that costs $150, she said, well, I can meet you at the show. I can't go to the show, but I can meet you at the show. I can't go to the show, but I can meet you before the show. So you can still hang out with her, but you don't have to go to the show. You have to spend all your $50 so that you can afford it. Or you can find something else to do with her that's just as important, just as fun, but obviously nothing better. Because you have to control the influence. You have to make sure that the influences, particularly if there's someone special in your life, someone that you either admire, someone that you care about, someone that you want to keep in your life, then you have to make sure that you maintain a certain level of control. Because then you'll find out how you got there. That's the number one question. How did I get there? Again, it doesn't necessarily mean bad. Just means, how did you get to where you are? How did you get to this position? Good or bad? So now that you have control over that, now you have that firm foundation, then you know how you got there, or you're finding out more about how you got to where you are, then you start to look at strategies of how you get out of it, how you improve, or how you maintain it. How do you improve that, if it's good? How you do better? If you're on the other end, how do I get out of those bad habits? How do I take more control of being more control? How do I not be influenced? How do I maintain a relationship and yet don't let that relationship go, be financial? That's what we want to do. That's what we consistently want to do it, is build that firm foundation. And then don't be afraid to seek help. Talk to professionals. I'm not talking about psychologists or psychiatrists. I'm talking about talk to financial professionals. You'll find out as we get going, you'll find out where that falls as well. How important that is. And again, if you listen to me, if you have my books, you will know that part of me in terms of talking about what I believe in, having a professional team, so we'll talk about that as well. But again, I believe in it. It all comes down to that, building that firm. Once you get to this week, you take everything out, put everything on the table, figure out where you are. How did you get there? It may take longer than a week. But for my challenge purposes, that's all you have is a week, because then we're going to move on. But then again, the next challenge may not be as difficult for you, because everybody's challenge is not the same. And that's the key point. Everybody's challenge is not the same. So this may be somebody's biggest challenge here. The next challenge may not be as important, or may not be as challengeable. It may not be as difficult. You may already have that. Because of that, you may be able to spend more time on your position, bringing that together. So we want you to be able to do that. So we're going to talk about those things. As we talk about that, was then moved to each and every position. So we have about 10 minutes to go. What we're going to do here, though, is we're going to end the show. I'm going to end the show on a song this time, as opposed to be closing out. So I'm going to close out now with a lot of things, but I just want to give you some more information. But I'm going back October 29th with Mr. Gregory Brown in the Man Cave in Philadelphia. So look out for that. Look on my Facebook page. Look on Gregory Brown's Facebook page. We're going to do the Man Cave again. Him and the young men invited me back. I'm going to go back on the 29th. I think that's from 10 to 2 p.m. in Philadelphia. Look me up. Look on my website. And I'll get you the address and everything, so you'll be able to get that. But again, we're going to do the Man Cave on a Saturday, October the 29th, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And breakfast will be served, so men is just all for men. The time's for men. Go on to Mr. Gregory Brown's Facebook page, contact him. Or again, you can contact me, page at www.f4ff.net. Email me at financialfitness@f4ff.net. Call me at area code 856-577-2903. You do that, I'll get you the information. Give Mr. Gregory Brown, and go on his Facebook page. He'll get you some information and contact information as well. Also, this Saturday coming up, October 8th, Media Books Incorporated, 2099A, Philadelphia Pike, Holly Oak Mall, Claymont, Delaware, for the Finance, Fitness, and Health Center with Dr. Paul Hopkins. So Dr. Paul is a specialist, a chronic disease specialist, doctor of naturopathy. Then we have Tim and Angel Hunter, husband and wife, certified personal trainers, seen on CBS Philly and NBC. Then I'm there, talk a little bit about some financial things. I have my books for those of you that don't have my book. Those of you that listen to my show, follow me, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You need to get my books. Are you making a living or making a life or changing your position, changing your condition, not your position? You need to get my books. They're great resources. Obviously, not the answer to all things, but they're great resources. Things that you can use to help you in this whole journey. Your every day, every week, every month, every year, financial goals. It's designed to help you with those things. You'll see a challenge in there. You see a lot of things in there that I believe ultimately that we're going to talk about. But, of course, you know what I do is I bring on financial professionals. So I'm going to have someone on next week and I think the following week as well. And then we'll talk about our financial fitness challenge again. We'll keep going. This will go all the way through to, I think, the end of November. Give you a break for the Christmas holiday, and then hopefully we'll get you started in the beginning of the year, right again with another financial fitness channel. So I want you to keep up with what we're doing. Follow me. Go to Instagram. Go to Facebook. Go to Twitter. Follow my calendar and everything on my website at www.f4ff.net. Always email me. Look out for my events. Follow my calendar. Look out for my events. Even though I post a lot, go to my website. Check my website out. Also, you'll be able to get my mobile app as well. So you go to my website, get my mobile app, so you'll be able to do those things. So again, let's recap quickly. We're working now on the Financial Fitness Challenge, an 8-week program. You're going to get the challenge every Sunday. Take the whole week, work on that. If you have any questions, you can email me. Text me anything you need to do if you have some questions in reference to that as we finalize all those things. But we're in the first week, which is your position, your financial position. So those of you that are just joining us, those of you that are going to listen to it on my website, remember, you can go to my website. If you don't hear this, if you want to listen to it again, you go right to my website, and right under media, pull this segment up. You can listen to it, pass it on, forward it to some other people. We'll be glad to do that. So again, you're in your position. And as you're doing your position, a couple questions you're going to ask yourself, you should ask yourself, how did I get here? And then what do I need to do and how do I get out of it? So how did I get here? How do I get out of it? And do I need professional help? Important that you understand that. So how do I get here? How do I get out? And do I need professional help? And I believe if you do the things I think you should do, the way you should do it, I think you'll be cool, and I think you'll understand that as you pull everything on the table, as you pull everything on the floor, you look at it, you mix it all up, and you say, okay, how did I get here? How do I get out? And do I need help? If you do those things, I think you'll be in a great, great position. So it's important that, you know, we do that. And, you know, I just think that as we move forward, I think you'll find that each week during the challenge, it will help you to meet your goal. So that's where we are. So I just want to do that again. Bjorn, Financial Fitness, Derek T. Phillips Sr., the Poets Without Limits Radio. I want you to have a great week. Those of you doing the Financial Fitness Challenge, I want you to have a great Financial Fitness Challenge week. This week's challenge is your position. Remember, next Saturday, well, I won't be back on until then, but next Saturday, October 8th, the Finance, Fitness, and Health Seminar, Dr. Paul Hopkins, Chairman Angel Hunter, myself, Derek T. Gold Sr., Media Books Incorporated, 2099A, Philadelphia Pike, Holly Oak Mall, Claymont, Delaware, 3 to 7 p.m. You can get your tickets on Eventbrite, or you can get your tickets there. Again, this is Derek T. Phillips Sr. on the Poets Without Limits Radio. Have a great week. We're going to end the show with Stand Up.
Come on, y'all ready for this one? Listen.
Because of rage,
yeah.
We offer praise to you. And the rest
of
the
language
that can be saved.
Sometimes it gets heavy.